Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Junior Giant Speaks. This is Miss Sharon, and I'm happy to be with you again this morning with our Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Good morning.
I'm happy to have all my reporters with us this morning. Here in the Atlanta area, it is very overcast and kind of drizzly. We also have our reporters, some new reporters with us this morning from the Chicago area. We have Christian and Aubrey. Good morning, Chicago
Good
Connection.
Good morning.
And we're so happy to have them with us. We're happy. I want to thank, as always, the parents for allowing us to have their children this morning. I know that this is Saturdays are busy times for families, but I thank you for taking out your time to allow your children to be part of Junior Giant Speaks. Junior Giants is a radio show for children, by children, and about children. It's based on the biblical principles of David and Goliath. However, in our perspective, David was the actual giant, and we have come to find out that young people or children are giants within their own selves, and once they begin to recognize them, that they are giants and that they can conquer a lot of things, even though they may be small, it helps them to progress in this world. So we're happy to be here this morning. I do want to say that we are yet recruiting Junior Giant reporters. They have to be between the ages of 7 and 12. We are looking forward to continuing to grow. And so in order to do that, we have to continue to recruit. If you are listening, and we seem to have some listeners this morning, if you are listening, we want you to, and you have children between the ages of 7 and 12, please sign them up. It's an adventure. We will be doing some more coming up upon the holidays. We have gatherings. And so we are looking forward to meeting new children. If you are interested, you can go to our website. The website is www.juniorgiantspeak.com and send me an email, or you can go to our email address, juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com, or you can just call me. And that number is 678-516-5570. Before we get into our show on this morning, I just wanted to announce some new things that the Junior Giants is doing. And we previously had another group of reporters, but they, what we call, aged out. Once they turn 13, then they go into a different area of Junior Giants if they desire to stay with Junior Giants. And we have two new projects that I want you to be aware of. And the two new projects are our newsletter. Our newsletter is being done by our former Junior Giants reporter, Imaji. And so if you would like to get a copy of that, you just need to contact me, and I will send you out a copy. She's doing a wonderful job. She's keeping up with the show while collecting other articles that she wants to go into the newsletter. We also have now a blog, and this is done by one of our former Junior Giants, but she desires to remain anonymous. And the title of her blog is called Out of the Mind of a Young Saved Teen. And so you can find that blog at Junior Giants Speak, Junior Giants Speak. .wordpress.com. And I'll give you that information again at the end, but she's blogging about what it's like to be a young teenager and being saved in today's society. And she's really doing a good job. And if you would subscribe when you go to her blog page, if you would subscribe so that you can get a monthly, or she actually does it weekly, so that you can get a weekly notification of when the blogs come out. So that's enough advertising or commercial for right now. We're going to get started. I want to really thank our young men, Simeon and Jason, our reporters. because they are in the middle of a practice, but they were faithful enough to step out of their practice and do the show this morning, and I want them to know I appreciate it very much. And so because they are in the middle of a practice, we're going to start with them. Today, our topic is prayer. And it's interesting, people's different concepts of prayer, what they think prayer is. But because I recognize how important prayer is and how important it is just in the lives of Christians, young and old, I wanted to hear the children's take on prayer. What do they think prayer is? What is it about? What's it for? There are many scriptures about prayer in the Bible that tell you stories about where people prayed, but it needs to be real to them in this present world. And so we're going to get started this morning, and we're going to start this morning with Simeon. Good morning, Simeon.
Good morning.
Can you come closer to the phone? I can hardly hear you.
Good morning.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. How was your week?
It was good.
It was good? School's going well?
Yes.
Okay. I hear you have a game tonight.
Yes, I do. It's homecoming.
Huh?
It's homecoming.
It's your homecoming. Okay, what grade are you in, Simeon?
Fifth.
You're in the fifth grade?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get started because I know you guys are on a rush. Go ahead with your story, please.
Good morning. Today I'm going to talk about prayer. My definition of prayer is giving God thanks and asking for things we need. Prayer is important because it helps you throughout life. It can also help get closer with God. One story of how I've seen prayer work was actually happened yesterday. I was at the arcade. I asked God for 50 tickets or more in order to get the prize I wanted. God, instead of giving me 50 tickets, he gave me 1,000 tickets. I was so thankful that I even gave half to someone. Another example was happening before school started. My mom was going to put me in Cobb County Public School to get used to public school. I didn't want to leave my old school, so I prayed. God broke through for me, and he changed my mom's mind. And to this day, I am still there at my old school. One way I can improve my prayer is going to 5 a.m. prayer more often and read the Bible. This is Simeon Stan reporting to you.
I like that, Simeon. And so you have your own testimony of how prayer works. So when you asked God not to have to move schools, did you believe that he was going to answer your prayer?
Yes.
Okay. And that's one of the things that I want us to get across this morning, that when you pray, it's good to pray. But when you pray, you have to believe that what you're praying for, God is going to answer your prayer. And so thank you, Simeon. I like that. Keep praying and keep building your prayer life. It's important that all of you all, and even our listeners, have a good prayer life with God. It's not anything, doesn't have to be anything deep. It's just having a conversation with God and knowing that God is listening to you. Thank you, Simeon. I appreciate that, your report.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to move on, and we're going to go to Jason this morning so that you all can get back to your practice. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Good. And how was your week?
It was okay-ish. It was gloomy.
It was what?
Gloomy.
Gloomy?
Yes.
Okay, why was it gloomy?
Because it was raining the whole day. The teachers weren't as excited and pumped up as they usually were. And then we had a whole bunch of tests, so it was all boring.
Okay. Well, we're going to pray that next week you have a better week and that things go better for you. All right. Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
The reason why I, well, the meaning of prayer is getting closer to God and spending your own time with God and setting aside everything else just to get closer with Him. And watching prayer is important because it heals, it delivers you. Prayer is an important part in our life because we're born into sin, say if we didn't repent, then we would most likely go to hell. And and then the second part is the reason I could improve my prayer life is because I decided when it was my birthday, which is next Thursday, before I go to school, I read one chapter in a book. When I come home, I read one chapter, and before I go to bed. So each day I read three chapters of the Bible, and I'll eventually read the whole Bible since my pastor said everything, every life's questions and answers are in the Bible.
Okay, can you tell me an example of where you prayed and God answered your prayers?
My grandmother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I didn't want her to die because she was really important to me. And I kept praying and praying, and she was a survivor of breast cancer.
Okay.
But there's one grandma that got diagnosed with breast cancer, and I guess I wasn't even young. I think I was too young, but I can still remember. But I didn't pray for her. Well, she ended up dying.
Okay. And she didn't die because she didn't pray. You know that, right? That's not what she died. You know that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because somebody was praying for her, all right? But sometimes it's just their time, and that's very hard to accept, but sometimes it is their time. Go home and be with Jesus, okay? But prayer is very important, and prayer is very powerful. And I want you to always know that you can pray and talk to God. Prayer is just talking to God. And you can talk to God about anything. And you need to know that God is available to you, that you have access to Him. Just like you're able to go and talk to your parents, you can go and talk to God. But it's even better because God is never busy. Sometimes our parents have a lot of things going on, and they're trying to raise the family, and they have to work. So they may not be there every time you want to talk to them. But with God, you can always talk to Him. I don't care if you're at school, you're at home, if you're out playing on the playground, if you're playing in a football game, you can always talk to God. And He always listens, always, always, always. And so know that He's praying, He's listening to you when you pray. And Jason, for next week, I want you to pray before you go. I love that you're reading the Bible. And because you have a photographic memory, it is important that you read the Bible and get understanding. Because that's how you're going to be able to share God with other people, is through your ability to remember everything that you're reading. But always keep prayer with your Bible when you're reading the Bible, and ask God to open up your understanding so that you can know exactly what He's saying in His Word. But I want to encourage you to keep praying, and know that your grandmother, I want to get that point across. She didn't die because you didn't pray. And she went home because it was her time to go home. Okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good story. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much. We're going to move on. Once again, I want to say that we are continuing to recruit Junior Giant reporters because I think this is a unique opportunity for our children to step outside of the box. I know our children are involved in sports and they may be involved in dance and things like that, but this is something that will help them to come to know Christ better. It's important that our children have Christ in the day and the time that we're living in and that they understand that God is on their side and he will fight for them and he defends them and he loves them most of all. And so we are recruiting Junior Giant reporters. If you know of other children that may be interested, if they have talent and they want to come on and be a musical guest, that can happen. There's a lot of different things that we are able to do through this avenue. So I want you to consider that. And if you have children, you can give me a call, 678-516-5570. You can hit me up on the website, www.juniorgiantspeak.com, or the email, juniorgiantspeak@yahoo.com. And we're going to move on this morning. We have some new reporters. We're going to hear from one of them now. We're so happy to be able to reach out to Chicago. These are some talented little children, and I'm so glad that they're with us. And we're going to start this morning with Christian. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. What's the weather like in Chicago?
It's really stormy, a little bit cold.
A little bit cold? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys haven't gotten snow yet, huh?
Nope.
No snow?
Nope, no snow.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you all are part of Junior Giants now. I'm so happy about that. And are you ready with your report?
Yep.
Go right ahead.
What is prayer? Prayer is talking to Jesus to me. Why is prayer important? Because we love Jesus and that he died on the cross for us. We pray because we love Jesus. How will you develop a personal prayer for life? We pray every day. And now this is my story about how God answered prayer. One day, my little brother was trapped in the car. We couldn't unlock it because we left the keys in the car, and so we couldn't open the doors. And my little brother couldn't unlock it, and so my sister prayed for my brother, and he unlocked it. That's my story.
Thank you, Christian. So do you believe prayer works?
Yes, I do.
And do you believe God answers your prayers?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that one of the things that's great about being a kid is because God loves children. God loves you guys. He loves you, loves you, loves you. And when you take time out of your day to talk to him, it makes him very happy. And so do you pray every day?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, tell me something. Do you pray when your mom doesn't make you? Do you play with your mom? Do you only play with your mom or when your mom tells you to play?
I sometimes play by myself, sometimes without my mom asking, and I sometimes play when she asks me to.
Okay, and that's good. When you play when your mom asks you to, that's a good thing. That's really good. And it's really, really good when you play because you just want to talk to God. Sometimes we just might want to ask God questions or, you know, or tell him how much we love him or tell him what a wonderful day we had or tell him when we had a crummy day. So it's good that you talk with your mom, pray when you're talking when you're with your mother, but it's very, very good when you learn how to talk to God all by yourself. I just want to say welcome to Junior Giants and thank you for your report.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're continuing, but before we go on to our next two reporters, we're going to take a little break, listen to a little music. We're going to have one of our former guests, we're going to listen to some music by them this morning. And this is going to be Brianna Hightower. She's singing a song called Be You, and we'll be right back. And that was Brianna Hightower with Just Be You. And we're going to continue this morning with our Junior Giant. The topic this morning is prayer. We're getting the children's perspective on what they believe prayer is. We're going to go with our next reporter. This young lady is also new with Junior Giants, and we're happy to have you. Good morning, Aubrey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very good.
I'm good. Welcome to Junior Giants. I'm very happy to have you as part of our program.
Thank you.
Are you ready to talk to me this morning about prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead with your story.
What is prayer? Prayer is communication with God. Why is prayer important? Prayer is important because that's how you can get closer to God, and you can speak to Him whenever you want, whenever you feel scared or disappointed in something. Why should you pray? You should pray so Jesus can save our sins. How will you develop a personal prayer in life? I will pray every time when I need help from God. I don't really have a story, but I do have something else. Whenever I get scared of something, I pray to God because in Christian's story, I prayed to God to let our little brother out because I was kind of scared that he wasn't going to get out. But then God kept his finger, he unlocked the door, and he came right out, and I was so happy that he came out. So I pray every time I'm scared.
Okay, so do you believe prayer works?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you pray just when you're with your mom, or do you pray by yourself sometimes?
Just by myself.
Okay, that's a good thing. And I want you to keep that up. It's just important. I really want you all to have an understanding. And I'm sure your mom and dad teach you about prayer. But I want you to have an understanding of how important it is that you have the practice of talking to God. He likes hearing from us. He likes hearing from all of his children. But I promise that he really likes hearing from children. And so keep that up. Continue to pray and believe that God is going to answer the prayers that you pray, okay? And they may not get answered like immediately, like overnight, because sometimes things need to work out a certain way, and God needs to work things out in other areas before he answers your prayer. But know that he heard you because he's always listening and that he will answer your prayer. Okay? We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep on moving to our next Junior Giant reporter. We have with us this morning Miss Amaya. Good morning, Amaya.
Good morning.
Thank you for waiting. I know that you've been waiting to do your piece, and so I appreciate that very much. How was your week?
It was going very good.
Okay, and school's going well?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you doing any singing this year?
I may.
You may?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, are you ready with your story?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
Prayers are moments when you speak to God and he answers your prayers. God can also speak back to you when you pray. This is the best way to communicate with God every day. We should pray because that will help us keep a close relationship with the Lord. He wants the children to speak with them about any problems. That's why we should pray every day so he can help us. My grandmother prayed hard every day when she was fighting breast cancer. Sometimes she would pray all through the night, and God healed her. My mother prays for me before I go to bed, and it helps me sleep. You can develop a prayer life by reading the Bible and set a specific time for prayer time. Also, when you get a prayer partner, that will help you pray more, too.
Okay. I like that idea of a prayer partner. Do you have a prayer partner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so do you pray with them?
Yes, ma'am.
How often do you guys pray together?
About, like, every night.
Okay.
It's just actually me and my mom. We always pray.
Say that again.
It's me and my mom. We always pray at night.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good idea to have a prayer partner. I like that. One of the things I want to point out to you all is when you pray, I want you to make sure that you start off your prayers telling God thank you, because sometimes we get excited and we just want to tell God things that we need and things that we want him to do. But I want you to learn how to start off praying just by thanking God. Thank God for, when I start off my prayers, I thank God that all my fingers and toes work. That's what I do. And then I wiggle my fingers at him. And then I thank him for my life, and I thank him for waking me up in the morning. I thank him. So I have a whole list of things I just want to thank him for, because he is so good to us, and because anytime somebody does something for you, you have to show your appreciation by telling them thanks. And so since God does everything for us, we should make sure that we are telling him thank you, and that, so that he knows just how much we appreciate, how much he loves us, and how much he does for us. And so that we're not always just going to him asking for things, but we're also recognizing how much he does already without us even asking. Because none of us ask him, can I breathe today? But he just does that for us. Or we don't ask him, can I wake up? He wakes us up. And so if you start off with prayer, that allows God to know just how much we appreciate everything that he's done for you. I want to ask one question, and I want everybody to think about it for just a minute. So I'm going to do another little commercial, but I'm going to give you the question first. And the question that I want to ask you is, what do you think is a prayer you need to pray for our country, our school, and our family? Three places. What is a prayer that needs to be prayed for our country, our school, and our families? Now, I want you to think about that. There's no right or wrong answer. I just want to hear what's in your heart. So our country needs prayer. It needs prayer really badly. But what do you think that prayer should be? And what do you think the prayer should be for the school that you go to? And what do you think the prayer should be for your family? Now, each one of you think about that while I once again go through this little commercial, and then I come right back to you. I want to continue to let you know that we are recruiting. While I have all these listeners this morning, I want to tell you that we are recruiting, and we are looking for children between the ages of 7 and 12. We want them to know that this is something that helps them to step out of the box. This is not something that all the children are doing. Oh, everybody's on the radio. No. This is something that's different that God gave me while I was in prayer. And so this is an opportunity for them to talk about God and get share what they feel and think about God and the world that we live in and the things that are going on in their lives. The show is every first and third Saturday from 11 to 12 Atlanta time or Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to understand that this is just an opportunity for them to speak out. If you have children between the ages of 7 and 12, please contact me. My number is 678-516-5570. Or you can reach me through the website, which is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com, or my email at juniorgiantspeak@yahoo.com. I also want to put a shout-out for our new newsletter that's coming out. Our former junior giant, Imanji, is doing a newsletter. And if you want, it's going to be posted on the website. But if you'd like it sent to you, once again, you can contact me, and one will be sent out to you immediately. We also have a new blog from one of our original junior giants, And the blog is called Out of the Mind of a Young Saved Teen. And you can go to her blog page, which is juniorgiantspeak.wordpress.com. And if you would, when you go to her page, if you would subscribe, first of all, it will encourage her to continue, and then it will also allow you to get a notification every time she puts a blog out. So that's the commercials for this morning, and we're going to go back to our junior giants, and we're going to hear their answer to the question for the day. The question of the day is, what do you think we need to pray for when it comes to our country, our schools, and our families? And I think I'm going to start with Christian. Christian, can you tell me what you think we need to pray for as far as our country?
Well, I think protect the country.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Can you speak into the phone? You're kind of fading in and out. Can you tell me?
Okay. I think it needs to say to protect your family and country and school and friends.
Okay. So if you had to, if they said, Christian, I want you to pray for the school, what would you say about your school?
I'd say please protect it and make it feel well and all that, make it look well and, you know. Watch it or, like, make it safety and all that.
Okay, I like that. And what would you pray for your family?
I would say please protect them, watch them overnight, and let nothing hurt them. Let them be safe, and let them just safe and all that.
Okay, that's a good prayer. Now we're going to go to Amaya. Amaya, tell me what you feel like your prayer would be for the country, for school, and for your family.
For my family, I would think that if I haven't had a family, I would be poor and stuff, and I want to thank God for me to have a family and a family who treats me like an actual family. And for my school is, I'm thankful that now I can go to school and get educated, and so I can learn more. And so soon I'll be like the smartest person in the world. And for our country, if we didn't have the United States, then we would have nothing, and we would be poor and stuff, and we wouldn't actually have that much parades and stuff and celebrate the 4th of July. And
okay.
I'm out of ideas.
Well, your ideas were great. They were good. And it's important that we pray for our country and pray for our president and the people that run our country. Okay? We're going to move on to Ms. Aubrey. Aubrey, what do you think? What would you pray for if you had to pray for our country and you had to pray for your school and you had to pray for your family? What would that be?
So for our country, I would pray for the people that protect our country and that they won't get hurt. And for our school, I would pray that nothing gets damaged in our school and that it will be fine and all look pretty good. And for my family, I would pray that one of us would get separated and we would all pray together, and we would be happy, and nothing would stop us from being happy.
Okay, those are all good prayers, and I want you to know that just you all's consideration of those prayers, that God heard those considerations. And I want you to know that Ms. Sharon prays for all of you all. I think my junior giants are some of the best children in the world. I pray that God will bless you in your school. I pray that he will help you to excel, that you might be the best students, and that you may enjoy learning. I pray that he keeps you safe as you go to school and come home. I pray that he will allow you to enjoy your families and to be thankful for parents that love you and grandparents and aunts and uncles that love you. I pray that you are happy, and I pray that you get to know God in such a way that knowing him just excites you. I pray that you really have an understanding of the love of Jesus and the fact that he died for you and what he wants you to allow him to live in your heart. I pray that for our country, that God will bless our country, that God will bless the leaders of our country, and that he will keep us safe. I appreciate your prayer, Maya, about Aubrey, for those that protect our country. There's a lot of people who have had to go to war to protect our country, and we pray for them. And so I want you all to continue to have a praying spirit, a praying heart, because it's important that you know how to talk to God. And one of the things Aubrey said is that she prays when she's afraid. That's a very good time to pray. And make sure that you're talking to God so that you know that when something happens and you're afraid, that God is listening. If you're at school and something happens, pray. God is listening. Okay? It doesn't matter where you are. If you turn to God, he turns to you and he listens because he loves to hear from us. He loves to hear you talk to him. It lets him know that you appreciate him and that you consider him. And the Bible tells us that in all our ways, acknowledge God and he'll direct our path. And what that means is that if you pay attention to God and you invite him into the situations in your life, that he'll tell you what you need to do, and he will also tell you what you shouldn't do so that you can stay safe, so that you can do the things that make him happy and your parents happy and then yourself happy. So I thank you all. Our gentlemen have gone back to their rehearsal. I thank you all this morning for your time. We will be back on the first Saturday of November as we're starting to prepare for the holidays. I want to thank the parents once again for allowing us the opportunity to work with your children. And if you have any suggestions about topics that you may want to cover or you may want to hear the children talk about, because sometimes, this is for those that are the parents that are listening, sometimes we think we know what our children think about certain subjects, but as you will begin to listen, children think what they think, and they have a different perspective on the world than we do, and that's the beauty of children. And so I want to thank the parents for allowing me the opportunity to work with them. We will be back, like I said, on the first Saturday of November. I do want to say once again, we are recruiting. Contact us. We will be happy to have your children. If you have any questions at all, you can contact me by phone 678-516-5570. And I'm going to end the show, since we were doing prayer, I'm going to end the show with the prayer. And I just want to know I was happy to be with you on this Saturday morning, and I pray that you have a great day. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. I thank you, God, for these beautiful children. I thank you, God, that they know how much you love them. I thank you that they know how special that they are. And I ask, God, that you would watch over them and keep them safe, watch over their families, and let them be safe. In Jesus' name we pray. I ask, God, that you would help them in their school to excel God, I ask that you would minister to them, to visit them, even when they dream, God, all in their dreams. I ask, God, that you would talk to them like you talked to Samuel when he was a child in the temple. Let them know how much you love them and how involved you are in their lives. And these things I ask in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Virginia Giant Speaks. And I ask, God, that your will be done in this project. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, you all have a good week, all of you all, okay?
Okay.
You guys have a good week.
You too.
All right. We're going to close out this morning with Jazzy Boy singing. We'll see what he comes out. I think it's Check It at the Door. This is Jazzy Boy. Have a wonderful week, and God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Dance like David dance, picture this grown man, milk and honey's the land. I give him all I am, he is the great I am. No need for another friend. Oh, if they mistreat him, I'll take him like Obed Edom. Some ask him what's the reason, feel his ass on him beating, to the point I was weakened. Plus that's what I believe in, no need for nothing vegan. Oh, I mean pagan, we should hold him in presidency like Carter and Reagan. Dancing to the beat of his drum, obeying the cadence. Can't fall to the snares and the plans that's coming from Satan. Promises coming back, he's waiting on some, be patient. If you're one of the ones he's waiting on, why are you waiting? He's married to the backslider, so why are you faking? I once was on that train of hell, but I let my spot get taken. Don't worry, I'm still going somewhere, heaven's population. That motion's sustained right there, no more litigation. Presence, Lord, please don't mark me as I'm absent. A fraction is all I'm making in need of that good virtue that comes with having patience. A faithful faith that's rooted in you and becomes true by what I do. And you know we can't be shaken. Where I want to be, it's like a vacation where I'm off my feet. Dreaming in and out of day, and even as I lay in sleep, to be in your presence, Lord, is better than any human can be. David danced out of his clothes when the ark was where it was supposed to be. The only thing left on him was a linen ephod. Please, God, forgive us how we are or can be. Not picking up that line every time that you call me. He who stick closer than a brother, that's more than family. Jesus being the answer I learned from my nanny. Not to forget to mention that you were sweeter than candy. But you can only be known outside of carnality. So in your presence, Lord, is exactly where I want to be. I'm talking to the nation. His presence is amazing. Here's some information. Wanna be blessed in his presence? No replacing. Put some hesitation on all y'all God hating. It's because of his presence I have joy. It ain't no taking. I tried it with just me. Ended up on bended knee. Found out in his presence exactly where I wanna be.
I wanna be in his presence.
And that was Jazzy Boy within his presence. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye-bye.